Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Janet, who has whooping cough and atrophic vaginitis.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Real.
Hey.
Hi, Janet.
Hey.
What would you like to talk about?
I've had a cough and a sore throat, and it's been on my chest for about 5 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be getting worse since I've been away on holiday and that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my daughter's been seeing you because she's had whooping cough and everything, and I didn't know if it's anything to do with that or...
Okay.
Because it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah. Okay. So the cough and the sore throat for five mm-hmm. weeks. Was there any other issues that you were hoping that we would discuss today?
No, it's just for the chest at the minute, I have.
Okay. We had some results back from some swabs. Did you want to talk about that at all today?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
well,
so we can maybe touch upon that as well.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. You mentioned that your daughter had mm-hmm. suspected whooping cough.
Yeah.
Did you think that was the same thing for you? Or?
Well, I don't know. It's just that the way she's coughing on, I've been doing the same, but it's like my chest as well. When
yeah.
I'm coughing, it feels like it's wheezing all the time.
Okay.
You know? But I know we've both really been trying to pass it on. She's had it all the time, then I've had it. You know, different times.
So wheezing all the time, what do you mean by that?
Just I can feel it in my chest, you know, when you're coughing and things, it feels like it's wheezing. Like,
okay, so when you cough, it's a problem,
yeah.
But when you're not coughing,
oh,
it's not a problem?
No, it's just when I'm coughing.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure, okay. Any other thoughts?
No. I don't know if it's just infection or... whatever, I don't really know. I've been taking a lot of, like, Beecham's paracetamol and things, and it's just never worked.
Okay. So that's the priority, really, is your chest, isn't
yeah.
it? You're okay in yourself, are you?
Yes, fine.
You weren't worried it was anything sinister or nasty
no.
or anything like that?
No.
You're not a smoker?
No.
Your weight's been
smoke.
Okay? You're not
yeah.
coughing up any blood or anything
no.
like that?
No, nothing like
okay.
that.
Are you prone to this sort of thing?
Not really. I don't get a lot of colds and things like that.
No.
No.
So it's unusual for you to get this?
Now and again, not a lot. Just when
yeah.
it's really cold.
And what do we do for your daughter?
She's still having tests done. She's having blood tests tomorrow, I think.
Ah, okay. Just to see if
just
it
see,
is.
Just because I don't know if they think
cough.
It's the immune system or something as
oh.
well. They don't know.
Okay.
Exactly what it is yet.
But she's doing okay in herself?
Not really. She's been on the sick still. She's not very well.
Oh, she's
at
not
all.
Back at work at all. Okay.
No,
how's this affecting your life at the moment?
Fine, really. I'm just a bit worried just to make sure she's all right.
Yeah.
You know, because the side of her throat inside, it's still swollen and things like that.
Yeah.
She's struggling a bit.
So she's having a blood test at the moment, isn't she?
Tomorrow morning she's having one. Uh-huh.
Okay, just
yeah,
and also that. Checking that she's not got glandular fever as well. Is
yes.
that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from your point of view, was there anything that you were particularly hoping I would do for you?
Just to check, just to make sure everything's all right, really.
Things at home okay?
Yeah, fine.
Just remind me who's at home with you.
Just me, my husband.
My daughter, Tamsin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And work-wise, are you able to carry on?
Yeah. I mean, I work really hard. It's a hard job.
What does that involve
very,
at the moment? What's your job title?
I work in a card shop, the card factory it is. But I do the deliveries and the orders and put it all out and things like that. It is quite heavy.
Okay. So...
Yeah.
It's affecting your ability to do the job in what way? Just because you're so tired?
Yes.
With the cough?
I am tired quite a lot, actually.
So it's affecting your night's sleep at the moment, maybe?
I've never slept for a long time since I've gone through the change.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a good night's sleep.
Nothing to do with the cough, though?
No.
So maybe we could come back to that sleep issue another time. That'd be
yeah.
all right.
Oh, yes.
Your mood's
yes.
okay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the sleep, but,
yeah.
you know.
Okay.
That doesn't bother us.
So thinking about the cough in itself, are you fetching anything up with it?
Little bits, just little bits,
yeah.
but not a lot.
And you mentioned the wheeze and the cough that's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'd also mentioned that we'd thought about whooping cough with your daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And anything that makes you think this could be whooping cough?
I don't, no.
You're not really?
I don't really know exactly what that is, really,
okay.
until she showed us a letter she got
yeah.
about it, and we read up about it.
And you've read up about
I've read up about it, yeah.
What
so I didn't really
what
know.
Resource did you use for that?
just she got a letter from the doctors all about it.
So a leaflet from patient.info or something like that. Okay, good, okay. And did that kind of ring true for your symptoms?
Not really. You know, I really don't know exactly what it is. It's just not gone, you know.
But your weight's been all right. So
I put a little bit on, not much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And you're not worried about having gained weight, obviously.
Oh, no.
Fine. Good. So no history of asthma, no asthma in the family.
Tamsin's got asthma.
But you've never had asthma yourself?
I've never had it, no. My sister's got it as well, and a couple of other people in my family.
But you've never been wheezy in the past?
No, I've
never
had it.
So why don't I check your chest out today, maybe do a breathing test if that seems appropriate, and we'll have another chat after that. And if we get a chance at the end of the consultation for the last couple of minutes, we can maybe talk about the swab results as well.
That's
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
good.
Fine, yeah.
So I'll have a look at your throat first of all, if that's okay. You've had no fever, no temperature.
No.
Open your mouth. Breathe in. You can pick up your nose. You're not really affected with nasal symptoms, and your ears are fine too. If you can stand up for me, turn around. Just slip your coat off. Let's have a listen to the back of your chest. And I'm also going to check your temperature just with a thermometer in your ear, if that's okay. Breathe away. Your lungs sound wonderful. Good. Just pop this in your ear. It's a little bleep tells me your temperature. That's lovely. Great. So your temperature's fine. And no lymph nodes anywhere that you found.
No.
And your throat looks healthy and normal. That's great.
Yeah.
Just one last thing while we're examining you. If you stay standing, I'd like you to take a really deep breath into your mouth. Put your lips around this white plastic thing, and then blow as hard and fast as you can. So you're going to try and blow that red pointer off the end of the scale.
Right.
Go. Brilliant. Good effort. Try and double your effort.
Right.
Ready, steady, go. Great. Okay. Normalish numbers. We're getting 340 there, so it's not particularly tight. There's nothing that particularly would suggest to me that you've got anything like asthma, and your airways seem to not be too tight. But you have got this irritating tickling cough that's been going on for 5 weeks. Because you're in a low risk group for anything nasty or worrying going on, and because you've got this family history of what we think could be a whooping cough, I think it's most likely to be either whooping cough or something very similar.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Under those circumstances, I would normally let public health know about it. Right. Would that be okay
if
I do
that?
That's
fine, that's fine.
So I'll do that for you. But there is no treatment for it at the moment. Mm-hmm. The good news for you is that because you've had it for 5 weeks, after about 6 weeks, it will usually start to get better.
Right. That's
now,
fine.
I do need to know if things change.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're breathless with it, then come back in.
Right.
If you're coughing up blood, then come back in.
Right.
If you're unwell with a fever, then come back in. But otherwise, I think this will just drift on a little bit and then get better. So the chances are that it'll get better within 3 months. If it's getting worse after 2 or 3 months and you start to worry, maybe you're losing weight or something like that, then let's do a chest x-ray. But I think at the moment it's unlikely to be anything worrying or sinister.
Right, that's fine, that's fine.
So probably whooping cough. Probably your daughter's got it too, and probably it's an irritation in her throat rather than anything else.
Right.
I guess that the blood test will be quite reassuring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going to touch on the issue about your swab results, because they were reassuring.
Yeah.
They grew a couple of bacteria in there, one which is called a staphylococcus and one which is called a streptococcus. And we sometimes find those, and they rarely mean anything at all.
Right.
We only ever treat those in people that women that are pregnant for that sort of thing. But they can sometimes be linked to having gone through the change. And you mentioned having gone through the change yourself.
Yeah.
I would suggest that what we do, if your symptoms are not worrying, so if you've got bleeding, bloody discharge, I need to know about that.
No.
If you've got offensive discharge again, then let me know.
Yeah, I still have got that,
So what I would suggest that we do at the moment is let me give you an estrogen that you can put in your vagina overnight for the next, I would recommend that you use it until your symptoms have improved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Start off with on a nightly basis for the next fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, on alternate, so twice a week, probably for a couple of months.
Right,
and you may need to just use that every now and then, just to keep your vagina a bit more healthy.
Right.
And that can improve things in other respects as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you mind me touching on your sex life, if that's okay?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
How are things in that department?
It still hurts.
Still hurts.
It still hurts. So, it feels like glass.
So it's sore on the outside. Well, that would fit with
more what, inside as well.
Okay. Well, yeah. That would fit with what was found when you were examined.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Dr. Owls examined you, she thought that probably these were some changes that were related to going through the change. So Hopefully we might be able to help you with that problem.
It sounds
like you'd like to see me again about the sleep issue. And maybe I can give you some homework to try and investigate that a little bit more. So I've got a sheet that you can read, and you can bring in some answers to me to help me find out with you what could be going on with your sleep, and then we can look into that problem next. Would that be okay?
That's fine, yeah. That's
so
fine.
I'm going to notify public health about suspected whooping cough. There's only a 50% chance that it's that, but either way, it's probably going to get better if you're losing weight or coughing up blood, then we do a chest x-ray. If you're unwell, we'll see you urgently, particularly if you've got a fever. But it's likely just to get better, and particularly it'll probably start to get better in the next week or so. 100-day cough is what the Chinese call whooping cough. Okay.
Could I just ask you, how do you get it? Is it just through cold or whooping cough and that?
So it's transmitted through droplets. Either that's through coughing, or it can be through direct contact. Right. With people who've got the...
Yeah.
But it's a really common infection.
Is it? Right.
And even though most people have been vaccinated against it, the immunity from the vaccination is not 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you got any questions relating to anything else?
No, that's fine.
So if I give you... So I'm going to notify public health, but I'll give you a print-off today before you go, which tells you a little bit about... The common things that can cause problems with sleep, and then you can make another appointment to come back and see one of us about that, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you.
You have a choice in the way of estrogen between a topical cream that goes with an applicator or a pessary, whichever you prefer, or do you not have a preference?
I don't mind any.
That's your homework, should you accept it? Okay,
right,
and either hand it in at the front desk, or if you want to make another appointment and bring it in when you come in, that would be a sensible option as well. Okay.
Right.
You might want to look up on patient.info some information about sleep hygiene as well.
Right.
That'll tell you a little bit more about some of the things that can help with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But once we've had a chance to cover the bases in terms of what's going on with your sleep pattern, we might be able to help you a little bit.
Right.
All right.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.